Matt's on the line, who was one of those in a fire truck on the scene in Lynbrook, where four kids died over this weekend. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, I'm okay, but you've had to deal with something pretty horrific here. Tell us what you saw.
Basically, we received a call about 1:30 and responded. Whilst en route, we got further information from our dispatch to give us a picture of what was happening. When we arrived at the scene, police were there, ambulances hadn't arrived, and essentially it was a case of trying to sort out what was going on at the incident and prioritising some of the casualties there. We had a large group of the public there, sort of trying to get us to move around different directions and assist different people.
Yep.
But essentially it was work out, you know, what's going on, you know, what people could be treated, and just start trying to treat them.
The photos that are in the newspapers and that we've seen on the TV, Matt, they look pretty much like those cars that are used as car bombs in Iraq.
It's not a bad description. I've certainly been to a few different accidents in my job and all that sort of stuff. There was quite a large amount of destruction to one vehicle. The second vehicle, the white car, that was still fairly intact until we had to, you know, remove a lot of the body panels and all that sort of stuff to access the patients inside.
Yep.
So that may give a sort of
gives the impression
wrong
that
impression,
the damage was even greater than it maybe was at the time. Yeah.
But certainly, nonetheless, there was a lot of debris scattered over the road.
Yeah.
And quite a reasonable distance between the two vehicles as well.
And the injured, Matt? I understand the mother of one driver was amongst those injured.
That's my understanding.
She was in one of the cars, yeah?
Yeah, look, just about everyone involved in the accident was injured in different degrees.
Yeah.
In one of the vehicles, our priorities was maintaining airway management and all that sort of stuff for the patients inside until we could get basically further, you know, more resources on scene. Certainly, all services were busy, all emergency services, and, you know, it was just basically get in and get working.
Can you shed any light? There's a police investigation, there'll be coronial inquiries and all the rest of it. Matt, speed, was that a factor?
I can't say anything on that.
Right.
There's nothing, well...
Nothing you could tell?
Nothing I could tell, anything like that.
All right.
Look, it's a possibility, of course, but you know, there's a whole heap of other factors that would have contributed to it.
I'm sure you get the chance for a proper counselling and debrief session, Matt, but just on the general point, a moment ago, a guy from Eltham was saying at his footy club after somebody died, they'd start looking out for each other much more.
Yep.
Does it have that effect on you when you see the carnage and destruction at a crash site like this?
Yeah, we have a full system in place where we have a hot debrief at the incident. We also have a debrief afterwards back at our stations, and there is support mechanisms there for further counselling.
Mm.
As a shift, we always keep an eye on each other anyway. So,
but do you think it has a broader impact on the community after something like this?
Oh, look, it certainly will, and I urge all drivers in that area to take care at the moment,
sure,
because there is a large crowd of family and friends at the scene, so just to drive carefully through there. It will certainly have a large impact on the young community, and also, I mean, certainly us as emergency services will look at it and certainly ask why, but understand that it happens.
Yep, it does happen, and we need to learn from it, and that's why hearing from you firsthand might help us all think some more too. Matt, look, thank you for your work as a volunteer, as a firefighter, as a talkback caller, giving us a first-hand account this morning on so many fronts. I'm grateful to you.